It's episode 84, and we've got plugins for e-commerce, thumbnails, post lists, a new schema.org meta plugin, Google Plus authors, and a new way to embed responsive video. It's all coming up next on WordPress Plugins A to Z. WordPress. It's the most popular content management and website solution on the internet. And with nearly 20,000 WordPress plugins to choose from, how do you separate the junk from the gems? Join John Overall and Marcus Couch in this weekly unrehearsed conversation about the latest and greatest in WordPress plugins. This is WordPress Plugins A to Z.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, and welcome back to another fine, fun-filled, exciting episode. And I'm happy to be here. And my name is John Overall, and with me is...
Marcus Couch. Nice to be back with everyone again.
Yes, and I'm excited to be back. I've got just, you know, a few rambling bits and pieces here. I'm happy to say that, you know, I haven't had a bit of tobacco in over 2.5 months, and I can thank that.
Good job.
Hey, that's quite an achievement, but it's not just because I've been having no tobacco, but those, you know, e-cigarettes are a fantastic thing for getting rid of tobacco.
There you go.
So I've also got a couple of quick tidbits here. First off, don't forget, check out the show at wppluginsa-z.com, where you can get all the show notes and the links to all of the stuff we talk about here on the show, and find out additional information and help. Little by little, we're trying to tweak that website to make it more efficient than it has been, but time comes, little by little.
Yeah, well, there's still plenty of action and excitement for people to participate in. Always can leave an audio comment. We keep a frequent running tabulation, as it were, of all of the show notes and such for every episode with links to all the plugins. So it's definitely a site worth checking out for everyone who's a big fan of the show.
Excellent. And coming up, well, we've got our little bit of self-promotion at this spot here, so we can talk about ourselves and our business. I myself, John Overall, you can find my information, johnoverall.com, where I deal with nothing but WordPress and WordPress support and help. But I, in particular, want to talk about my training courses and my classes and webinars. I have another webinar coming up September 4th. You can find the link in the show notes or on my website at johnoverall.com. And the webinar I'm doing on September 4th is going to be about WordPress SEO plugins and working them into your site in a decent way. And also, if you need WordPress emergency support, don't forget to hit my website.
And we'll definitely have the link to that webinar of yours in the show notes, so make sure you go to our website for that. On my end, I've got something kind of new that I want to bring out. I do a ton, and I do mean a ton, of different affiliate projects and just kind of niche sites, things like that, that I use WordPress for. If you are out there and you're heavy into the affiliate game and are very adept at making WordPress sites, handling graphics, feeds, things like that, I'm looking for someone to partner up on some things. There are literally 3,000 U.S.-based merchants within my merchant list, so it's a little too tough to keep up for one person. And I'm really looking for somebody to kind of just go down the middle, create some sites, do some promotion, SEO, things like that, and split it in half. So if someone is out there raising your hand saying, pick me, then email me at marcuscouch@gmail.com and just give me a brief introduction to yourself and your qualifications, and then we'll talk offline. Second, coming... I would say I might take Labor Day off. It's a Labor Day holiday here this weekend coming up in the U.S. But my new video show, The Daily Plugin, is finally ready, and it will start on Monday. So everybody go to iTunes and just type in Daily Plugin or just type in Marcus Couch, and you'll see it. Subscribe to it. I've put a lot into it. John's seen some kind of sneak previews of some of the things that I've done so far with it. And it's really going to be kind of a driving force, I guess you could say, in my life, really, even just trying to commit to a daily show like that. So I really hope the fans of this show will support me there as well, and we'll see what happens.
Well, that's pretty exciting. I'm looking forward to seeing it myself. And yeah, I have seen some of the sneak previews, and I can tell you folks, you're going to be excited and love it quite nicely. And also, real briefly, you know, if I had some room in between my sleeping and waking hours, I would probably throw my hand up and say, pick me, Marcus. I wouldn't mind helping you. So,
yeah.
Seriously, that's a pretty good deal, folks. Give him a call and contact him. You can probably do quite well there.
Yeah, I'm no amateur at it. I mean, I've made a living at it for close to 7 years now, but it's just, you know, like I said, there's just so much out there now, and so a lot of pieces of pie to slice up now.
And we do have one more piece of exciting information, folks. You can now find our show on Stitcher Radio.
Nice.
And you can go hear us on Stitcher Radio, where they get the on-demand radio and listen to the latest episode. You don't have to sync it. You can download it. It streams right to your device. Just grab their app off of their website or iTunes and just go to town. So go enjoy it. Check us out on Stitcher. Now that we're listed there, we're already climbing in the charts. So excited about that. So go listen to us there, too, and bring us up in the charts.
Definitely. Stitcher brings a lot of traffic for you fellow podcasters out there. If you're into the talk genre like we are, it's a great, you know, outlet, great application in which to promote yourself. A lot of people are taking advantage of it, so I highly recommend it.
All right, and I do have one minor rant I want to go on for about a minute on. I'll try to keep it under a minute anyway. It's simply about the emails I've been getting lately. See, I run my own little niche marketing sites out there and stuff, and I, you know, will use article websites to help fill the content occasionally. And I've been getting emails from folks that obviously put articles out, and now they're saying, oops, we want that removed. And this is for you folks who are trying to get those links removed from websites that, because Google sent you a letter and said, you've got some links you should probably see about getting removed. Well, the website producer has he doesn't have to remove that link if he doesn't want to be bothered. So if you want to approach them, don't approach somebody in the manner of say, hey, remove it or I'm going to sue your ass or I'm going to create hell for you, because they might just look at you and say, yeah, piss off, you're not worth my time. Approach him in the manner that this one fellow did. He approached me in a manner and it said quite nicely, hey, it's come to our attention that our website is being penalized for violations of their terms of service. So we hired during the last year, we hired an SEO provider that did less than favorable stuff for us. And as a courtesy, we're reaching out to you to let you know that by you linking to our website with those links, they could be affecting you in some way. So you might want to remove those links. It'll help you and it'll help us. And then they give me the exact pages those links are on. It was very nicely done. It was worded in such a way that said, hey, I want to help these guys. Versus I've had several of them that, you know, gave me threats and other things. I look at them and say, piss off. I don't have time for you. So if you're going to do that, folks, make sure you approach people in a proper manner. When you ask for help, you will get it more than demanding someone do something for you when they don't have to.
That's there right. It's more, you can catch more flies with honey than it is the old adage of the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right?
Tends to work for me. I know how to tune out the squeaky wheel, but you know, if you come in nicely, I'm more than willing to help. So anyway, that's my little rant. It's just because I've been seeing those emails pop into my mailbox in the last couple of months. So,
I've experienced a client that is starting to receive those from a previous marketing campaign that he was engaged in prior to hiring me, and it's funny. It's amusing. It's you get what you pay for. All you people that blew me off for years when I was doing SEO and said, what, pay you $3,000 a month to do SEO? I can get it in India for $200.
Yeah.
Here you go, guys. Enjoy.
Yeah, Google's catching up with all of those tricks now.
Yeah,
exactly. Okay, so that's our piss in that area there. Now it's time to get on to the other fun stuff. And it looks like we have some World of WordPress news. What do we got?
Tons. They are really ramping up how they'd like to talk about reviews and such within WordPress.org itself. You've read about this?
No, I haven't had a chance. I've been buried under code all week.
Oh, so they want to have kind of an evaluation panel of people that provide honest reviews rather than that worthless five-star rating system that they've got now, which is, you know, games to begin with.
It's gameable to no end.
Yeah, and, you know, I look at, like, I just happen to have a plugin up right now from WordPress.org as far as the screen. This particular plugin, 34,736 downloads and 15 reviews.
Wow.
15 people, you know, gave it a star rating. Out of that, 1,000th of the people? Come on. So, I don't know. It needs an overhaul. It needs an active undernet community, I should say. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm gonna, as soon as I find out a little bit more about what it is their plans are, I'm certainly going to volunteer as well.
Yeah, that would be nice to help clean that up. I noticed that this year they've started taking more notice of the plugin repository. So maybe the plugin repository is finally going to get the overhaul like the theme repository did.
Yeah, and I think that another thing in that overhaul should be more recognition from the contribution of the authors of the plugins themselves by putting some of their other things on their profile pages, like their Twitter feed and perhaps their Facebook page, so you can like them if you like their plugin and get informed. And, you know,
those are good ideas to help bring more attention to the plugin authors.
Sure, and all that is two more fields for the author to fill out within their profile. So,
very nice. And we've got ourselves a couple of pieces of listener feedback this week, and we will start out with this one here from Eileen, who has a question for us. So take it away, Eileen.
Hi, this is Eileen from BasicBlogTips.com, and I have a question for John from WordPress Plugins from A to Z. I've been listening to your show for a few weeks now, and one thing I haven't heard you cover, I hope I didn't miss this, but it's the caching plugins. For one thing, I don't really understand exactly what's happening when you have a caching plugin installed. The one that I am using is called Hypercache, and I've been trying to speed up my website or speed up my blog because I went into Google Webmaster Tools and looked at some of the speed, and it wasn't that great. So I want to make sure I'm using the correct caching plugin, but I really need to have a better understanding of the terminology related to caching, like the compressions and also allow browser caching. I really have no idea what that means. I mean, I know what it sounds like it means, but if you could talk about caching plugins, I would really appreciate it. And I'll talk to you later. Once again, it's Eileen from BasicBlogTips.com. And by the way, I also have a podcast, and that's the Miss Eileen Speaks podcast. Talk to you guys soon. Thanks so much for the show. Bye-bye.
Excellent. Thanks, Eileen. We really appreciate the questions. And to give you a little feedback, I did send an email out to Eileen with some information. We have covered caching plugins in the past, but we'll give us some brief information here. Caching plugins, I won't go into the full terminology of everything, but basically a lot of caching plugins, what they do is they take your PHP code and they compile it and create static HTML pages and hold it there. Some of the caching plugins, like my favorite caching plugin, has become a DB Reloaded Fix. And that one there caches all of the MySQL calls, which seems to be more important than caching the HTML files in my cases. And that's one I would recommend. And combine that with the plugin for managing your plugin load, I have found that I've been able to speed my websites up dramatically, just those two plugins combined together. And that's pretty much all I've got for you at this moment. What have you got, Marcus?
I use WP Supercache for a lot of my sites. It is tricky, though, because you definitely want to turn it off and delete the cache before before you work on the site, because otherwise you're going to make maintenance changes and go look at the site and there's nothing there. And
yeah, I've done that.
Panic. And, I do that once or twice a quarter, you know? Okay, but, I mean, the simple I guess the simplest way to say what a cache is, it's just a copy. It's just a static copy of what it is that you've got. So imagine just kind of taking a snapshot of your work, I guess you could say, and then just sticking that up on the window rather than letting people see the actual thing. Good and bad with that on both sides, but it's definitely something that you want to worry about when you have a lot of traffic. Caching does not necessarily increase your load time that much unless you've got a lot of graphics that have to load on the server side, in which case you're still loading those big, long graphics cached on the server side.
Yeah, and the other thing with graphics and caching is there are ways to tell people's browsers to cache the files so that if they look at another page, they get the files they've already got cached. There's lots of ways to work with the caching stuff, and in particular, you got to look at different plugins that are available. And yeah, WP3Cache is the top one for caching more than just MySQL calls. It also caches up JavaScripts and other things. It doesn't always increase your speed site that I've noticed, but also I've noticed that if you have less than 300 visitors a day, it's pretty much useless for the most part.
Exactly.
It doesn't make any difference.
Yeah, there is a site called Pingdom, P-I-N-G-D-O-M, and you can check that out, and you can actually ping your site, and it will tell you what individual modules or plugins are taking the longest to load.
Yeah.
So that's a good way too.
Okay, and we have one more comment here coming up from Thomas J., who is a nice regular on the show. And take it away, Thomas.
Hello, John and Marcus. This is Thomas J. calling from Central California. I just wanted to thank you guys again for your wonderful podcast. I find it extremely helpful and look forward to it every week. Also, I just wanted to mention that from your last couple episodes, I've couple plugins I've personally found extremely useful are WordFence and Plugin Organizer. I see using those pretty much going forward in every project, actually. I think those are usable on each and every site. Also, I wanted to say good plugin suggestion from the WordPress News and Tips that you have available on your site at johnoverall.com. I really enjoyed the drop shadow boxes plugin. That is also very cool. Finally, I just wanted to ask if either of you had any good suggestions in terms of making easy tables. What I found is I often create custom tables when I'm making a website, and it's hard to hand those over to clients that don't know HTML and have them put in new rows, table cells, columns, etc. So I didn't know if perhaps you guys came across anything that you use regularly to help out with that with clients. So I appreciate any help. Thank you very much.
Well, I take I use a lot of hand coded HTML. Obviously, anybody kind of our experience level needs to do it by hand. Mm-hmm. But for clients, I use something called WP Tabular, or Tabular. I don't know which way they wanted it to go, but it does nested HTML tables right within WordPress. Got a lot of nice features on it. Might be too much of a learning curve for a client, but if you document it well, I'm sure you'll do fine.
I have one, but I can't remember the name because I haven't used it in a while, but I have a client that uses it regularly to keep the tables that I created on their website up to date, and I will get that information to you, Thomas. And real briefly, I want to say thanks. Yeah, the WordPress or the WordFence plugin. That plugin has become a staple on almost all of my websites, and I've even gone back and put it on a lot of websites, mainly because it's helped control some of the ridiculous, pointless traffic from rogue robots.
Yeah, and can I thank you, John, for a plugin?
Which one?
The post slash page tabs.
Oh, in that post one.
Tabs.
Oh, I love that. That's cool.
I have taken that thing to its limits as far as what it can do. And my question to you when you brought it to the show was, hey, can you put other stuff in it? Mm-hmm. And the answer to that is, yeah, anything. Anything you can put in a post, you can separate with these post tabs.
Yeah.
So I'm having a lot of fun with this on some sites.
Yeah, I'm probably going to be start playing with that because I've started doing all my training videos again, so I'm going to see if I can separate a few out on a page.
Yeah, I don't know what the SEO implications for that are. You can actually have it do a separate page load if you want to when you hit the tabs. But I don't know. I'll experiment and see.
It'll be it. So that's all the random stuff we've got. Took us a little over, but now it's time to get into the fun stuff and start to just have some fun. And off we go.
All right.
All right, I've got a couple of three plugins this week, and first one I've got on the table here. And this is another WP e-commerce plugin that I picked up, and this one was for the client I did the major site on. He wanted an additional feature, and what he wanted was he wanted to be able to force a minimum order on people in specific products only. He didn't want to force it site-wide. So I found a plugin called WP e-commerce minimum order, and this is a premium plugin. It is not a freebie, and it comes from some folks down in Australia. By Eden is the author, and it is $70 Australian to buy it. And Australian dollars have gotten pretty strong in the last couple of years, and I didn't realize it. They're actually worth more than the Canadian dollar, which was a bit of a drag for me. So anyway, very nice plugin. The lowdown on it, it's great for setting minimum orders. You can use it to set a minimum order or minimum number of items that have to be purchased on a per item basis. And you can also set it for site wide. It's fairly easy to set up and fairly straightforward. I found it to work pretty decent for the most part. Set it up for my client. He found it to be easy enough to use. And the only thing I found irritating with it was I had one minor issue and I had to go into the code and check something. And it turned out that every time you install it, or if you install it, it automatically emails from your website to him, which I didn't like much. It was using my email server, so I blocked out the code so he couldn't use my email server. Other than that, it was a great plugin.
I've never heard of that, ever.
First time I ever saw it. I actually, because it irritated me, I threw the sample code of what he put up on there without any identifying info of what he used for code inside there. And he actually tapped into my mail server to send the email. Yeah, I used the code, where was it? Here it is. Here it is. It just tapped in and got into my email server. You'd have to look at the code. At any rate, great plugin. I gave it a nice 3 rating because it did require a little bit of extra work to get it set up. But it did work quite nicely once it was functioning. And I gave the author a rating of 1 dragon, though, simply because of this sneaky tactic in the back. So that's just me. At any rate, good plugin. That's where it goes.
Awesome. John, I don't know if you're aware of some of the schema.org kind of micro data that's being looked at.
Actually, I am, because I've got a great plugin that I discovered that'll be in the next show using schema.org stuff.
Oh, okay. Well, I found out about this because I use Raven Tools for a lot of my reporting and such. It's a pay service. It's minimum, like, I think $100 a month. So, yeah. But they were having trouble monitoring the reporting of some of that micro data. And some of the schema type stuff, it's just really like, you know, written by this person or a review of this. I mean, there's really a lot of different schemas that you can create and sort of subclassify groups of content. And what it is that you're talking about. So if you're talking about a book, you can put the schema of the ISBN number of the book in there so that when Google and all these other search engines start to index these things, you'll be amongst them. I mean, it's kind of like a real-time social network, if you know what I mean. You just kind of throw your hat into the ring. So in creating all of these things, we also need ways to monitor these things. So Raven took it upon themselves to create a plugin that's free that uses schema.org data, and this plugin will actually completely enable you to embed any kind of schema into your WordPress blog that you want to without any sort of nutty encoding into your theme or footer or anything like that. This is a plugin. It has settings right in the settings menu, right under permalinks. It's Schema Creator. And so you have a full page in which you create your own schemas. And if you have Raven Tools, you can definitely, you know, monitor all of these things. But soon Analytics will handle all this as well.
Excellent.
So it was a pretty nice plugin overall, and it's free. So what can I say? It's 5 out of 5. It's cutting edge.
Very nice. Gotta love that right off the bat.
Yeah.
All right. Now I've got another plugin here. This one here is, it was for something I'm working on another project, and I was working on trying to create a better way of sorting the posts for some custom pages I'm building. And it's called Advanced Post List. Now, while the plugin looked promising when I was starting with it, and it was probably going to do what I initially wanted to do, as I dug into it deeper, I found that it didn't quite lay out the post the way I wanted it to lay out. But while I did find it to be a good plugin, and it did help with sorting your post, I mean, you can sort the post in numerous ways throughout the post. It gives ways for custom sorting, creating page children, dynamically adding terms, and it's just lots of different things about the plugin were very nice. It just didn't fit exactly what I wanted it to do. I gave this plugin a nice 3 Dragon rating. It was fairly easy to use and decent enough. I can recommend that if you need something to customize your post list for custom pages you're building, or you need to display the posts in custom ways, this is a plugin to check out. So 3 Dragon rating for that one.
Okay. Yeah, that I've. Yeah, I don't know about that one.
It's custom. I'm building a page that pulls posts and puts snippets on the page from different areas of the site, and I've got about 7 pages to create that will be pulling from different areas, and some of them from the same areas on different pages. So, it's a fair bit of work building the custom templates right now.
Yeah, sounds like it. Well, speaking of a fair bit of work, you know, a lot of us like blogs and contribute to blogs and write to blogs. And oftentimes in Google search, John, have you come across an entry that maybe it's a breaking news thing, or maybe it's just kind of a niche thing that you're searching for, and you see that Google actually credits somebody for creating the story, and you click on them, and it's their Google Plus profile?
No, I haven't noticed that.
Oh, well, it's making the rounds, and basically the plugin that I just am bringing right here called Single Author G Plus Meta will let you do that.
Oh, nice.
So it will literally, you fill out the author meta tags. You got to have a Google Plus profile to be able to do this because you have to associate the two with each other. And you add the domain that you want your author info to be, because then it'll say, like, John Overall, contributor to johnoverall.com.
Nice.
So then it gives you the benefit of a link in Google as well. So that's pretty nice, and that's where some of this schema.org stuff comes into play, because original content is going to be a must. If in 18 months you're putting something out that you're literally hitting paste, as far as your article, if you didn't paste it out of Word or something you typed it in, you're in trouble, because that stuff is going to go right down the drain. You're not even going to get indexed.
Yeah, they're looking more and more at indexing the first original site.
Absolutely. So things like this help prove your case and your worth, because you're literally showing up with a lanyard around your neck and a badge to Google saying, here I am. This is my content. You know, show it.
Sure.
Also a nice way if you contribute content to other sites as well, because then you can attribute all of your sites to your one Google Plus profile.
Nice.
So really great start out of the gate. This thing's been around only 5 days as of this review, and only 60 people have downloaded it. I'm stunned. So I give this a 4 out of 5. It's great.
Very nice. That's something I'm going to have to add. I do understand what you're talking about. I was reading about it last week about assigning the author information to your articles. I didn't know there was... You could tag it to your Google Plus account, though.
Yeah,
and that's something that I've been looking for, especially with the changes I made in my website and my own content.
Yeah, absolutely. So give it a shot.
Okay, so the final one I've got here, this one here, I was truly ecstatic with, because one project I'm working on right now, we're doing such a major overhaul of his site. One of the problems we ran into was the fact that he has a lot of thumbnail images for his featured articles on his pages, on his front pages of his different sections. And because we were changing the dimensions of theme, his images were no longer the same, and we needed to fix the layout of it. Now, there's, of course, several ways to do it. And this plugin is called Ajax Thumbnail Rebuild. And when you're going to have to rebuild the images, well, there's choice number one. You can re-upload the image and apply it, and it will recreate the thumbnails for you. Choice number two is do nothing and look at your layout change and go, oh, that's horrid. Or three, you can find something like this to help rebuild the thumbnails. And one of the problems is there's plugins out there that will rebuild the plugins, but what they do is they depend on a PHP script to do it. And if you use a PHP script, most servers out there have a time limit on how long a PHP script can run. Some of them have it limited to as little as 30 seconds, as I discovered the other day for a client when we were just trying to upload a picture. We had a tough time doing that. Some of them will allow you as many as 3 minutes, but beyond that, it can start to cause problems for a server. So you need something that will be able to go through it. Some clients may have hundreds or thousands of pictures that need to be done. I ran this experiment on my own website where I've got, you know, several hundred images, and if I tried to run a PHP script even on my own server, I would have had to extend my time limit. This one here uses Ajax, though, to run itself, so it doesn't depend on PHP to run. And it starts running, and it just goes through, and it resizes the images to whatever you have created for a new set of thumbnail images. So if you've registered some new thumbnail sizes in your functions file, you can have it resize and recreate the thumbnails for that new thumbnail file that you didn't have before. This plugin was just fantastic in how it did it. It was smooth. It went through. I threw it on one site that actually had a big project I was working. It turned out he had 1,500 images. And I threw it on there, and it went through every single one of the images and recreated them for me. I was just thoroughly astounded and impressed. This plugin here knocked it out and hit a home run. No doubt.
Nice.
So, 5 dragons for that. I was impressed because of it was smooth, easy, no effort.
It's the way we like them.
So,
well, speaking of smooth and easy, and you know, I'm trying to get in on trends here, and I hope people are starting to hear that in the last couple episodes that we've got, except for the one that wrapped the old static HTML in WordPress. Okay, but there's a, you know, where there's a will, there's a way, right? You got to advance people into WordPress one way or another. You know, more and more. People are getting into responsive themes.
Oh, yes. I'm seeing
And I think responsive sliders and things like that. And for what that is, for the audience and the listeners out there, is you want it to be able to, you want one theme design that you can literally transfix from a screen to a mobile device to an iPad to no matter what it is. You want to be able to not have to run these crazy mobile plugins anymore. You want to make it so that... all right, John's rocking out.
Yeah, it's a phone call.
You want to make it so that, you know, things are fluid and they're nice when people are either looking at their phone vertically or tilted over horizontally. You know, you want to be able to give somebody a good viewing experience, because a viewing experience keeps people on your site, and keeping people on your site gets your rankings increased, and that's the name of the game. So this plugin is called Responsive Video, and basically it's a widget that displays a responsive YouTube or Vimeo video within your post page or your sidebar. Nice. So you can add video directly on the page, anywhere you want, custom embed codes, or you can do short codes if you want to. Now, here's an interesting thing that'll blow people away. You don't set the height. You don't set the width you embed it. It's just you tell it what it is. It takes that video, and depending on the particular device that the person has, that's the preferred display ratio that they're going to get. So responsive is king. I put it in the show notes. I've got a little rant about this particular plugin and all of the things that it can do. It's just one of those prototype technologies, you know. It's not, it's like, how do I say it's perfect, because I don't know what's going to come out next week. So I gave this one a 4 out of 5.
Very nice.
And finally, I've got something that I came across just by hacking, okay? Sometimes if you go to a site, you can sometimes tell if it's WordPress, if it's like really, really high class, and you start to see things on their site, and you go, what plugin is that? You know, what is that? So with a little firebug action, I kind of tore the hubcaps off of this site and found Simple Reach Slide, which... it's got like a little tab that goes in the lower right corner of the page, and it can show, hey, limited special, sign up now at the bottom. And then it goes to the next one. And then it goes to the next one as far as, okay, and then here's the most previous, you know, here's the previous post. Here's the most recent poll. It really is cool. And I just wanted to bring it to the show today because it just seems like something that, you know, I'd really like to see what other people can do with this thing. So it's called Simple Reach Slide. Just a real quick mention with me on the show here. Maybe John and I will discuss it down the road, but I give this one a 4 out of 5 as well.
Very nice. Excellent. Yeah, the responsive stuff is getting very popular, and I'm starting to work more and more with responsive themes in the last couple of weeks. So it's...
yeah, if you're a designer at all, in any level, if you put up WordPress sites for somebody, you better start studying responsive stuff right now.
It's definitely going to be the change in direction for design over the next 6 months.
Need I mention here, it's going to make WordPress the preferred platform on the internet for all content management. So relish in it, learn it. Get your shovels out and start digging into it, because there is going to be a wave of business coming your way if you can master the technology and the terminology to use when you start talking about this to potential clients.
Excellent. All right, so that's all we've got for you this week, folks. And I do have an interview with a plugin author who I reviewed his plugin way back a while, and he's got a new version of it coming out, and I will be adding that to next show, not this one, unfortunately. I won't have time to get it tacked to this show. And other than that, we've just got our future podcast. Look for more lazy plugins. I've got a couple of exciting plugins for the next show, which I've come across. And one of them in particular, as we mentioned briefly, is the schema, using the schema. So this will be talking about a really great way that somebody's used it. And don't forget, what else we got?
Oh, geez. Lazy plugins. I'm on the hunt for a massive, awesome slider. I'm reviewing a couple of different plugins, including that Riva slider that we've been talking about. I'm in touch with the author on that. Found a couple other plugin developers with some premium plugins that I need to evaluate. I got to say, John, it's hard to bring a premium plugin to the show, because you're asking our audience, and we're asking our audience, to spend potentially, $100.
Yeah.
So I take it very seriously on what I want to evaluate, how I want to evaluate it, and make sure that if it's going to be something like that, that it's something that I can use and recommend to anybody else in my situation.
That's
so
generally the only premium plugins I bring is either one that I've bought for myself or a client and I've actually used. So
yeah.
And then you can find out whether I found out whether it was good, worth the money, or if it sucked. So
exactly.
Now, one last bit. Don't forget, you can find us on iTunes. Check us out there and give us a nice rating. You can find us up on VOA, or you can find us up at blueberry.com. And the latest, don't forget to go check us out on stitcher.com. And we want to hear some really great reviews on Stitcher, and I'm looking forward to using that one myself, because it got some interesting shows on there as I've been checking them out.
Yes, I need to leave a review myself. What should I say about us? Should I leave a code word for the audience?
Sure.
Laugh?
Sure, why not?
let's see. Kubrick. How about that?
Kubrick. Anyone?
It's the best thing since Kubrick.
Anyone remember Kubrick? Only the ones that have been around WordPress for a while know remember Kubrick.
That's right.
All right, so you can contact me on my website, johnoverall.com. You can find me on Twitter at OnConSue, where I'm actually getting fairly active again and enjoying myself. Check me out at Facebook.com. You can find me at Facebook.com, johnoverall.com, or johnoverall.com, or email me, john@wppro.ca.
Awesome. And once again, I'm looking for a joint venture partner to get involved in some affiliate stuff with me. I've got a lot of projects, so if you're interested in that or anything else, please give me an email, marcuscouch@gmail.com. You can also find me at Twitter, @MarcusCouch, and check out the new show, will ya? Facebook.com/dailyplugin.
So that's all we've got for you today. You folks, have yourselves a good day. Thanks for listening to WordPress Plugins from A to Z. This show is copyright 2012, all rights reserved by johnoverall.com. So until next time, have yourself a good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you happen to be out there on the globe today.